So two opening. One opening, they got two scriptures I want you to see. Now y'all follow me in the back. The first scripture is Romans 5:17. We're going to look at Romans 5:17 and Romans 5:21 in the beginning. Romans 5:17 and Romans 5:21 we're going to look at. You receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness is important here this morning. Receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We're going to deal with how to reign in life through Christ Jesus. How to reign in life. And I want to read these two scriptures. And then I'm going to begin with one of the five things apostolically that the impartation of the grace that on my life will come to you this morning in ways that you have never seen before. And I want you to notice the correlation between these two verses, and they will be a blessing to you. It says, for by one man offense, death reigned by one. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. That statement, that shall reign in life. Shall reign in life. You see that statement? Shall reign in life. Reign in life means having authority, command, ruling. Revelation 5:10 said he made us kings and priests that we might reign in life. But it's reigning in life means that you're reigning in your body, you're reigning in your family, you're reigning in your marriage, you're reigning in your finances, you're reigning on your job, you're reigning in your community, you're just reigning. You're just in authority, you're just ruling, you're dominated. Not people, situation. Life as a whole. Are you following me? And it is possible for a Christian to reign in life, but a Christian has to know what they're doing, who they're connected with, and how to yield. All right? So that scripture there, it says, receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Now, remember I said to you, people are trying to achieve so much, they don't have time to receive. Receiving is the important thing here. When you're dealing with God, receiving is the important thing. Are you following me? Not what you can achieve. You're on your own self. In Romans 10, they went about and tried to establish their own righteousness. And it invalidated the righteousness of God. And sometimes we can take scriptures and do things, and God didn't tell us do it, and it don't come out like it's supposed to come out. But if we can receive from God how or what scripture or how he wants us to handle a matter, then God is obligated to back us up and bless us and anoint us and give us the power to work with him that he can bring it to pass. You cannot bring it to pass. When you're running in life, you're working with a relationship. I say when you're running in life, you're working with a relationship. A relationship of righteousness. You're wearing a robe of grace. You heard me? Wearing a robe of grace and a relationship of righteousness. I want to say that again because this is the third time. When that girl was singing, she said, you're clothed with grace. He have clothed us with his grace, his unmerited favor, his favor. So you're wearing the garment of favor. I'm. If you think about it properly this morning, and I haven't started on the five there yet, I'm dressed with grace. I'm wearing favor. Amen. Now, that's powerful. And that's the way Christians should think, that I'm wearing the favor of God. Amen. No, y'all ain't getting it. Because you don't know what the favor of God is, can't be. When the Lord says, I'm wearing, as a believer, I have been introduced by the kingdom of God to wear God's favor. See, God favors my garment. I live in favor. I, Every step I make is a step of favor. But I raise my hand, it's lifting favor in my life because I'm the grace of God belonged to me. Are you following me? Now, let's read the other scripture. I want to connect with this scripture. Romans 5, 17 is a powerful scripture. We'll get back to it. Now, Romans 5, 21. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. Notice how grace reigned now. Grace reigned through righteousness. The two go together, you see. But that's a revelation right there. Grace ran through what? Righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the first thing the Lord wants to introduce you to apostolic this morning is the much more principle of life. The much more. Write it down. You're not going to quite understand it. The much more principle of life. In other words, there's a much more life you can have every day. In other words, you can live in much more status. In other words, wherever you are now, God said, I have much more for you. So I never read this, but the Holy Ghost said there's a much more principle of life that my people need to know. The much more principle of life. In other words, say much more principle of life. And say that's new to me. Yeah, it's new to me too. But the Lord want to teach us this much more principle. Right there in Romans chapter 5, we're going to see five times God trying to get something over to his people. He repeats himself. Five times he's going to relate to the much more principle. You know, much more is more. More is more, you know. But then much more, add on to more. He said, so tonight, today, you will be introduced to the much more principle. You cannot reign with less. You cannot reign unless you know that you are a candidate or you're a child of God and you have a supernatural right to walk in much more. In other words, you have to open to the anointing of much more. Open to the grace of much more. Don't settle for the status quo. Don't settle for what's going on around you. Know that because you're in Christ and because Christ is in you, you have the right for much more in life. Amen. They call it the much, if you wrote it down, the much more principle of life. Five times here in Romans chapter 5, he talks about much more. He introduced us to the much more principle. Here in verse 9, Romans 5, 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's the first. What he says? What the first voice says? Much more. There's a much more principle that you must know to reign in life by Christ Jesus. M.O. is much more. Yes, sir. That's why he said, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Yes, sir. You see, this principle, the body of Christ has not known it because they have not walked fully into their Christian right. This I never read this principle nowhere. The Lord spoke to me earlier this morning and said, I want you to teach the much more principle to my people. That's the only way you're going to reign in life. When a person reigning in Christ Jesus, they always have much more. Much more what? Of everything. See, God's goodness and God's glory is released in the much more principle. What I said? God's goodness and God's glory. Am I adding something else? And God's greatness is released in the much more principle. When you say ran in life, people say, I ran in life because I graduated from Harvard. I ran in life because I'm real smart. I ran in life because my last name. I ran in life because of the color of my skin. No, none of that can ran with the much more principle. See, we're supposed to stand out. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder who you are. We want, yeah, where you come from? How you got so blessed? Do you know the average Christian, if any, don't even know nothing about the much more principle. I read thousands of books. I haven't seen nothing about no much more principle. But the Holy Ghost breathing down this morning upon God's people to live in the much more principle. You have no idea, but I want to share with you the things that are about to be open up for you, because you're going to be walking with that anointing. Go on to the 10th verse. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. That is, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Are you still with me? Yes, sir. Go over to the 15th verse. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more, come on, say much more.
Much more.
Good God Almighty. Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. Hallelujah. Go with me to verse 17, our golden text. For if by one man offense, death reigned by one. I can't hear y'all.
Much more.
They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But when sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, that's five things you tell us what's the much more principle produces in our life. When God repeats himself like that, he's trying to tell us something. He's trying to tell you. Let's see, can I find it? Let's see. Because this is a powerful principle. Yes. You got your shouting clothes on? Now, this what we're about to read now is going to make this principle pop. Because this principle got to pop in the spirit. So you're going to understand from this day forward, you're going to live in a much more lifestyle. Much more of everything. Not by human effort. No. This is already taken care of. You just have to know how to walk in it. It's sort of like a much more cord that the Lord is revealing to us by his spirit as he wants us to reign in life by Christ Jesus. You have to know the much more cord. You have to know this is supernatural. You have to know this is not normal. You have to know this is not something you can do by yourself with scripture. This is something you have to receive, believe, and receive, not try to achieve. You just got to know every step you take from this day forward, you're walking in a much more principle. Can I talk to y'all? Huh? You see, now, there's somebody who is in charge of the much more principle. I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. That's someone who is in charge of the much more principle. Come on. He's ready. Amen. All I got to do is try to get you ready. Amen. He's ready. You don't have enough. Or nothing. Compared to what God wants us to be in stewardship over for him, and for the kingdom unless we understand, come on, say it with me, this much more principle. It's spiritual. It's from God. It's Satan don't want you to know it because he's a thief. He knows that he can't steal from a person who knows the much more principle. See, the much more principles came in existence because Jesus took my place and gave me his place. And then came back and took his place back. So when you have a much more mindset, not just for material things, but yet you're going to be loaded there. The Bible says he loaded us daily with his benefit. You see? But you cannot run in life with a little bit. That's why the devil tried to talk us out of it, try to tell the church, be cool, be holy, be satisfied. And they got our stuff. You can't run in life broke, sick, wife don't love you, husband crazy. You can't run in life, but this much more principle bring everybody in place. Yes, now notice what Jesus said, the word says here in the 11th verse. If you then be evil, know how to give good gift unto your children. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Somebody say, oh, Lord, with me. How much more, followed by shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good thing.
I want it.
Wow. So you see, this much more principle is headed by God himself. Because you cannot reign in life. You cannot do Romans 5:17. And ran in life, and she got it, much more good thing. Much more good thing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus. Much more good thing about to happen to you. Much, oh, Jesus. Y'all don't know how to receive. Much more good thing. Much more good thing. Good thing. Good thing. Good thing. Because, see, the ran in life, to represent the kingdom, good thing got to happen to you. See, God looking for people to do good things to so they can represent him to others who don't know how good he is. I'm a candidate. Pour the good things on me, God. I receive them. Wow. Much more good things. And so go back to Romans now, and you mark those scriptures. That's five scriptures talking about much more, that release the much more principle. Now, I may come back and go over them and dig into each much more spot he put in that chapter. But right now, I got to go to something else now. Because I promise God I'm going to try to share it all with you here in this text. Go back to Romans 5. Our text is Romans 5:17-21. We find out that in the 21st verse that grace ran through righteousness. You see that? Grace ran through righteousness. After we deal with the much more principle, the Lord says, now, apostolic, I want you to give them another principle upon gifts, privileges you have, the gift privileges that you have in life because you're a child of God. There's privileges, there's gifts, privileges that are given to you that a normal person would never have. In other words, the Lord have provided gifts for you supernaturally that is not normal for a man or a woman to live like that. It's promotional. it's exalting, it's gifts. It's gifts that a regular person will never have. He says, tell them about my gift privileges. Now you're going to find out that gifts is used 5 times in the text. And we're going to look at a few privileges that gifts produce. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice with me, and I might miss one or two because I'm not preaching from notes. I might miss one or two. I got them in my notes, but I'm preaching out front here. And I might have to back up and catch one every now and then. But look in verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. See, that's one right there. Free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God. Here it is again. And the gift by grace. The gift by grace. Now finger that. Go to Ephesians 2 now. Let's look back. Let's see where we started at. You see, this scripture is a pattern scripture. This scripture sets us up for everything God wants us to have. But we mess it up by performance. We mess it up by trying to do it ourselves. We mess it up by coming from one denomination to another denomination and thought we had arrived because the other denomination had more scripture. And it just got us in more bondage, even though we got a little freer, but we wasn't free. But you can get free if you understand how you started in one place and everything else has to work from that place. Are you following me? Go to Ephesians 2. Let's look at it again. We got to keep coming back to this scripture because this scripture is the ingredients that we started off with. Ephesians chapter 2. I want to look at verse 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, verse 8 locks the blessing down. All the blessing in the scriptures, all the blessing you will ever enjoy is locked in verse 8. If you don't know verse 8, you'll never reign in life. Because why? Why? You're going to be condemned because you make a mistake. Satan's going to accuse you because you missed the mark. And you're not going to know that you're already covered. A thief is not at peace when a policeman's standing around. Why when you speed when you see that car? With them lights on the top. Grab for that seatbelt. Because you know you're subject to go to jail. That's why. Or to be blown over, right? So Satan acts as if our seatbelt are off because we missed something. And we're so busy trying to get that straight. Some much more pass us by. Watch now. Watch what I'm about to say. The much more never stop coming. God have opened the valve of much more for his children and took the knob off. Satan can't close it. I can't close your valve, and you can't close mine. So the stuff just keep on coming. The blessing just keep on coming. The glory just keep on coming. The goodness of God just keep on coming. Every day, every hour. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. God's valves is open. His goodness is being poured out. Much more. Are you hearing me? Every child of God, if they know their business, know how to run in life, they always are in a much more flow. God don't know nothing else. God, listen, I'm going to say it this way. Maybe y'all will get it over here. God is so much, he can't stop coming. Write that down. Write that down. Y'all don't let that pass. That's from heaven. God is so much, he can't stop coming. In other words, because he's so much, you see, no place can hold him, and so he never stopped coming. God's goodness never stopped moving. Now think about you sitting in your house now, and you think about that, and you heard this apostolically. God is so much, he can't stop coming. Now, what little problem, Mickey Mouse problem, can cause you to worry? And you know God is so much, he can't stop. God got so much goodness, he can't cut goodness off. God has so much forgiveness, Satan can't make you do something to cut you off. So, the much more vow is open on you today.
Thank you, Jesus. I received that. Jesus.
And then we're moving now. And the next thing is, I got to read Ephesians 2:8, because we got to recognize that it's a gift. It's not by work. Even though we do something, but we got to recognize how the kingdom worked and how reigning in life worked. It worked by grace and righteousness. It worked by gifting. God is a giver. Every good gift, James 1:17, and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variance, no shadow of turning. God has not changed his mind of being a good God. I said, God has not changed his mind. I don't care how much sin, what people do down here, what the heathen do, what the sinner do, God, what the world look like, how they turn their back on him. God has not changed his mind. God said, I'm going to remain a good God. Good God Almighty. We're serving a good God. You have no business not running. All right, look at Ephesians 2:8 now. I got to get back to Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves. There it is. What is it? I can't hear you. What is it? All right, now, if God's grace saved me and I couldn't do it myself, and it is a gift of God, God's whole system worked by gifting. In other words, anything you see, God wants you to have it. Every good gift. Wait a minute. No. That's scripture. Delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desire of your heart. See, you can't reign in life with wants. Ain't nobody got no time to be talking about it, but I want this, I want this, I want this. Praise the Lord. I want this. Glory to God. God is a good God. I want this. I don't have this. I'm trying to make it just like you. Ain't nobody got no time for you. You a Christian talking about your big God, and you still living on the same level I'm living on. Ain't nobody got no time for that. I ain't got time to hear no preacher preaching like that. Talking about we're gonna make it someday. I'm gonna know we ain't gonna make it someday. God already made it for us. I'm reigning in life now. Come on, say it. Say it. I'm reigning now. Go back now. You got that. Let me also take the lemons off today. Yes, sir. See, when you read Ephesians 2:8, and understand that's the ingredient, for by grace we're saved through faith. That's the way everything happened. Then when you get to Romans 5:17, now you're ready now. See, because much more, see, go to Romans 5. Go back to Romans. Go back to Romans. Wow. Romans 5:17. Now you understood how you got saved, right? You listening? How many of y'all know you're saved? I think it's almost a whole. Okay, all right, put your hand down. Now do you agree with Ephesians 2:8?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That you didn't get saved, you didn't save yourself.
No, that's right.
And that it's a gift, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen. Everything else, all the good things of life, is the same way.
Same way.
You follow it?
Yes, sir.
See, but we turn to another pattern.
Yes.
We turn to trying to be almost a self-righteousness.
Yeah.
And we try to make scriptures work without Jesus.
Yeah.
And without the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's why we're not running in life as we should run. But after the day, we're going to start running. Because we know how to run. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Now listen. Oh, my goodness. The same way you are saved is the same way you reign.
Amen.
What reign mean? Everything working to my favor. So Romans 5:17 reveals that the same way you were saved is the same way you reign in your saved life. Let's look at it. Let's look at it again because I want to look at it. I want to look at that for a moment. Romans 5:17 again. It says, I want to read much more. Much more, they which have received. Now notice it says, now he's talking about the stuff we were saved with, we're going to get it by abundance. Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. What happened to them? Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. Actually, I'm ahead of myself. That's the third one. Let's see. What I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to skip. I'm going to tell you something. To reign in life, you must be introduced to a person and their personality.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to introduce you to them. A person and their personality. You see, turn to John's Gospel, chapter 1. Introduced to a person to reign in life, you have to be properly introduced to a person and that person's personality. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You all listening, right?
Yes, sir.
John, Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. Now, I want you to get to those of you writing notes, taking notes. You have to be introduced to a person. And to reign in life, you have to be introduced to a person, a particular person, and their personality. All right? Now, in John 1:14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, hold on. That's not it. Hold on. Go to the 17th verse now. For the law was given by Moses. See it? But grace and truth wasn't spoken. Came by Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
So to be properly introduced to the reigning life, you have to be introduced to a person and his personality.
Yes, sir.
Go back to Romans 5 now, because it's going to take me a little bit to try to explain this. Romans 5. In verse 17 again now. Now watch. For if by one man offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, let me see how can I say this. Well, I got to show you something else before I can show you this. Go to 1 John. I got to show you something else, because I'm about to show you something now. I'm about to show you something. We need to see this. 1 John. I ain't said John Gospel. I said 1 John. You ought to read your Bible sometime. You ought to know it got more than one John. You all back up in John Gospel now, and you ain't going to see nothing I said. I said 1 John. I said, I ain't said the first chapter of John. I said 1 John. We just left the first chapter. If you up in the first chapter, you're going to get lost. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Now, I'm establishing the fact, Bob. There's some spiritual fact here. We're establishing. I'm just on the second principle that you got to be introduced to a person and his personality. I'm about to reveal that person to you in a way that it's going to connect with everything we've been talking about. All right? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it said, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Look what he called him.
Jesus Christ the righteous.
What his name?
Jesus Christ the righteous.
All right, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now, you know what we read? We read in the verse prior to that, in John 1, 14 and 17. The 17th verse says he came. Go back to the 17th verse for John. Go back to John 1, 17. Go back there. Because I hear a whistle blowing. I hear a breakthrough. What time is it? Breakthrough close on the horizon. For the law was given by Moses. See, that's what most of the church have been living at. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So it seemed like something came after the law that is greater than the law, which is grace and truth. All right? Now turn to Romans 5 again. We'll just keep flipping till we get it. Romans 5, we're at verse 17 again, because I'm about to introduce the personality to you. In Romans 5, 17, Jesus is introduced three times, because Jesus is grace. And Jesus is righteousness.
Yes, sir.
So this verse, when he says, "Krushakatata," much more they which receive abundance of Jesus and the gift of Jesus shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Jesus is grace. Jesus is righteousness, but he spread himself for you to use it. He is the grace of God. He is the righteousness of God. So grace is a person and righteousness is a person. Amazing Jesus. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. See, grace is a person. Righteousness is a person. It's not just a word. It's not just a principle. It is a person. When you understand that, you have the person of grace. You have the person of righteousness living on the inside of you. Now the Lord says, right here on this spot, from this day forward, you'll never get in another predicament. Impossible for you to be in a predicament. Because you know too much, and you know that the much more principle, and you know that you got a person, the person grace, and the person righteousness, and the person law lives on the inside of you. Whatever grace you need, Whatever righteousness you need, you're packing it every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The next thing we need to know, if we're going to reign in life through Christ Jesus, we have to know that 24 hours a day, we have reigning power available. Because he who reigns, reigns through us. Let's look at it a few moments. Because I think reign is mentioned 4 or 5 times in this text. Look at verse 14. It says, nevertheless, death reigned, see, from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not at the offense, so also the free gift. For through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God, that's Jesus, and the gift by grace, that's Jesus, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift, that gift is again, is of many offense, underlined every time you see it, of justification, of righteousness. For by one man offense, here it is now, death reign. But by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, here it is again, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Notice in verse 21 that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign. Grace reign through righteousness. See, you have to, in order to reign in life, you have to know your reigning position. God has put you in a reigning position to dominate, to be in authority, to rule. Look at Revelation 5:10. Look at Revelation 5:10 and Revelation 1:6. Revelation 5:10 and Revelation 1:6. You got your shouting clothes on? Because I'm about to close in a few minutes. Revelation 5:10. You got to know who you are. Oh, my goodness. Revelation 5:10. I want you to read this one with me. I don't want you to forget this one. You ready?
Yes, sir.
And has made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign. How you reign? You reign like a king. How you reign? You reign like a priest. See, the king is the ruler. The priest is the connector. Oh, good God Almighty. Look at Revelation 1:6. And has made, come on, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and what? And what? How long? And ever. And then close it out and say, amen. Nobody, you know what amen means? Nobody can change this. We were saying the street is a wrap. Dominion belongs to the believer. And we got to stop seeing ourselves as paupers and peasants and see yourself as a king and a priest, ambassadors of God to represent the kingdom down here. Don't care what the Hollywood say. Don't care what the media say. Don't care what nobody else say. You have to know for yourself that the Lord Jesus Christ is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords, and he has made you a king and a priest to reign in life by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Grace is a person. I explained that. Righteousness is a person, right? So we're introduced to that person and his personality to be able to function properly. You got to be introduced to Jesus. You got to know Jesus is grace. And you got to know that it's a free gift. All the blessings of God are a free gift. You got that? I'm going to give you one more for a close. Now, in knowing the much more principle of life, in knowing the reigning aspect of life, you must understand how the force and the flow of righteousness work. You must know how the force, that righteousness is a force and is a divine flow. Okay? That's why you can't be stopped. See, just like the grave couldn't hold Jesus, nothing down there can hold you. See, when you're operating in grace and righteousness, turn to Philippians 3. Verse 10. When you're operating in grace and righteousness, you're operating in the power of his resurrection. See? Huh? That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Well, within the context of his power and his resurrection is grace and righteousness, which he's telling you to run through, that nothing can hold you. That was Montrell singing that, right? Nothing can hold me? Yeah, nothing can hold you. Because you're operating in that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know him by grace. You know him by relationship. You know him by righteousness. And then you fellowship with him by faith. Yes, sir. I believe what he said. Yes, sir. I can do all things through Christ, what strengthens me. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If God is for me, who can be against me? You have overcome them, little children, because greater is he. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. Breathe on me, Holy Ghost. I don't care where you are in life today. I don't care who have tried to victimize you. I don't care who have tried to make you a victim. I want you to know today you got the goods on the inside of you that you can rise up and take over any minute, because the God of glory is on the inside of you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned in judgment. This is the heritage of the Son of God and their righteousness. Turn to Hebrews. Sit down. No, I ain't through. Turn to Hebrews. Turn to Hebrews 13. And I want you to look at verse 9, because you got to get grace established in your heart. You got to get it established. You got to get grace. And then turn to Isaiah 54, I think. 54:14. There are two things. You got to establish grace in your heart, and you got to be establishing righteousness. Establishing grace and establishing righteousness. See, we've been trying to do everything by faith. Faith needs something to work with. See, how can I say this, Lord? See, we've been trying to do everything by faith. We came through a faith movement, the word of faith, and thank God I'm with the word of faith movement. But we need some more things, see, because when we say we got saved over in Ephesians 2 and 8, it was more in faith now. Grace was in there too, right? See, without the grace, faith can't work. So we try to have faith in God, but Jesus can't tell you every little thing. He showed it to you in the scripture. You got to be able to pull all the scriptures together. When he said have faith in God, he's talking about have faith operating in grace. The reason a lot of our prayers and confession and decrees and declaration have not come forth because we have not let grace loose. But after the day, you say, now, God, I'm calling on your grace also. You need grace, because grace overrides every sin. Grace overrides Satan, self, the system. Grace overrides all that. See, grace is all over the Bible. What did I tell you, John? Read the ninth verse. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoa, Jesse and Jerry. That's my daddy's horses. Whoa. The rain laying on the wagon. My daddy and them horses hood, my daddy's voice. My daddy locked a horse out one time with his fist. My dad was a big man. My grandfather was a small man. My dad was a big old man. His mama was, I don't know his mama. His mama was a big woman. I mean, I'm not talking about fat. I'm talking about built, big shoulders. And so Jerry and Jesse wasn't crazy. When my daddy was going down the road, we picking up corn. Nobody driving the wagon. The rain tied to the seat. Well, my daddy said, whoa. Jesse looked at Jesse, we better stop, buddy. Because Tom would get loose if we keep going. And Tom said, whoa, that means whoa. Now, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. The reason that we've been carried about with divers and strange doctrine, and the reason we've been hustling in the law so much to try to make it work, is because our hearts had not been established in grace. It's not by work, it's a gift from God. All we have to do is be in the mode of receiving by faith. Anything you read in the Bible, you receive it. You can't make it happen. You receive it. It already has happened. God just letting you in on it. Even, you know, even called a Satana, as strong, as powerful, as dynamic, as right, as prayer. A lot of time we try to put prayer in the place of God. Prayer in the place of his goodness. Prayer in the place of grace. You can't do that. There's some things God got to give you you don't ask for. Now unto him that is able to do, Ephesians 3:20, exceeded it. Above all that you ask of them, according to the power that works in us. The power that works in us, we got a grace power. We got the love of God on the inside of me. So if your heart is not, put the scripture back up. If your heart is not established, don't take it down until I tell you. If the heart is not established in grace, doctrine's gonna get you. Them can't do it, people gonna get you. God don't want you to have that, people gonna get you. They're gonna talk you out the blessing of God because that's all. Swing low, sweet chariot. Because it's so hard down there, you want to get out. Chariot, you don't come down here till I'm 125 years old. I don't want to see no chariot. I don't want no chariot. Because life's sweet. Life's sweet. Life's sweet. Life is a treat. If you know how to walk with God. Yes, circumstances, opposition, roadblocks. Situation gonna come up, but when you know what to do, man, when you know how to trust God, every child of God should reign in life. We ain't got no time for no routine. I ain't got no time for no routine life, a regular life. No child of God should be living a regular life. Life in God is excited because you don't know exactly what God gonna do next. He's ready to promote it all the time. Tell somebody, God is ready to promote at all times. Tell them, get ready to be promoted. Get ready, get ready. Some of y'all ain't gonna get nothing. Y'all don't know how to stand up. Y'all just sitting down. Y'all don't know how to stand up. When the power of God moves, you need to get up out your seat and stand up and grab from God and thank God that he give you a privilege to hear his word, and that you're not normal, that you're not natural. You can't be held back. The glory on you, the power on you. You're free. You're delivered. Wow! You can't be normal in a servant like this. You can't be complacent in a servant like this. You got to recognize that God is talking to you, and he's about to put you in another position. He's about to bless you. He's about to flow through your life like never before. Quickly turn to Isaiah 54. You can stay standing up. I'm about to close. Isaiah 54. I think it's verse 14. I think it's verse 14. The first 14 talk about being established in righteousness. Read that to me. Woo! In righteousness shall thou be established. Anybody ready to be established?
Yes, sir.
What is there next? What for? How can a person be far from oppression? Huh? I'll tell you how. Look in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus rather with the Holy Ghost and power and went about doing good and healing who was oppressed of the devil. If you come here with oppression on you this morning, that's a bastard spirit. That didn't come from God. That didn't come from the Father. That's a bastard spirit. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Woo, look at the next verse. Woo, look at the next verse. For thou shalt not fear. Why shouldn't we fear? Because he has not given us but a power, love, and a sound mind. Look in Isaiah 41:10. Let's preach up in here. Look at Isaiah. I'm trying to close. Isaiah 41:10. Come on. Come on. Let's go to work. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yeah, well, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look what he's holding you with. 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 With the right hand of my righteousness. Turn to 2 Corinthians 5:21. I'm trying to close. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Turn quick. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made, oh, hallelujah, the righteousness of God in him. I'm the righteousness of God. God loved me. God have forgiven me. I'm free of condemnation, guilt, and punishment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. If you're going to reign in life, you have to know the substance of much more. You're going to run in life. You have to know everything free. Everything in the kingdom is free. Pay it for already. He was wounded for my transgression. Bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes I am healed. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which is a God. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. Ooh, Jesus. For it's written, curses, that the blessing. If God is for us, all things work together for good. For them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Night my head with all, my cup keep running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. They kept nailing. Blood stepped gushing out of his hand. Blood was gushing out of his side. Blood, they put a crown and thrown on his head. Blood was rolling down the side of his face. He wasn't dying for himself. He was dying for me. And I'm so glad about it. I'm redeemed because he died. He died. If the princes of the world would have known, they wouldn't have crucified him. Because when he was crucified, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. They whooped him, they nailed him, they whooped him, they nailed him, they whooped him. Tell me that whip had pieces of glass and stone and bone when they wrecked that whoop across his body. 39 stripes cover all sickness and disease. It cover cancer and polio. It covers a Down syndrome. When Jesus took my sin, and they nailed him. They nailed him, but they couldn't take his life. He said, no man can take my life, but I lay it down, and I'll take it up again. Don't you love him? Don't you love him? Can't you hear? Wash him. Can you hear it? That's for me. By his stripe, wash him. Can you hear it? Can you see it? Wash him. But he stood there. He didn't run. Wash him. But he stood there. And then they took him down, bleeding and bone showing. They took him down, and they was having a party. They rejoiced because they thought they had Christ the Lord. They took him and put him in a grave. Yeah, they buried him. They thought they were burying him, but you can't bury life. They rolled a stone in the front of the grave. Said, now we got him. They put soldiers out there to watch him. They said, just watch just in case somebody comes steal his body. But nobody had to steal his body. His body got up and sat. And he declared, all power. All power is in my hand. The stone rolled away. He got up out of the grave. Hallelujah. 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 Early. Somebody say, early. 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 He got up. Thank God he's up. He's alive. Woo. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Then he said, just go ye in all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe and be baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know if I help you, I preach myself happy. He's alive. I say he's alive. He's alive. Good God Almighty, he's alive. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad to be a Christian. I wouldn't want to be nothing else. I'm glad to be a child of God. I'm glad to be a part of the church. I'm glad to be in the family of God. I'm glad to be under the blood. I'm glad to be under his grace. The Lord's been good to me. Has it been good to you? Raise your hand. Tell four people God is not through with you yet. Get ready. Get ready. God's not through with you yet. Hallelujah. 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 Wow! Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Wave your hand. God not through with me yet. God not through. The blessings are moving. The blessings are moving. Somebody ought to run right now. Run. Run because God's been good to us. Somebody needs to run. Somebody needs to run. We need to pray them up in here. The Lord's been good to us. Run. Run because he's been good to us. Woo. 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 Glory to God. Let the glory fall. Hey! Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Hey! Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Hey! Let the glory fall. Let the glory fall. Whoa! I got it! I got it! I got it! I got it! Give them the invitation.